be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, and he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" They responded, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." And then he said to them, "And who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bound on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then he strictly ordered his disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ. The Gospel of the Lord. The question that Jesus addresses to his disciples today, "Who do you say that I am?" is in reality addressed to every one of us in this room. And let me just share with you how I answered the question. When I went to begin my theology studies in Baltimore and began studying scripture, I quickly discovered that the Jesus of the gospel had no comparison to the Jesus I had been taught growing up. I was taught about a Jesus who was judgmental, a Jesus who was going to punish me, a Jesus whom I feared more than loved. And I quickly discovered that is not the Jesus of the Gospels. I see three main components of the Gospel Jesus. Number one, he is all-embracing and all-welcoming. It doesn't matter whether you're the worst sinner in the world or the greatest saint in the world, Jesus reaches out and embraces and welcomes you. The gospel Jesus would never build barriers between people, but break them down and bring people together into his healing presence. Secondly, the gospel Jesus is all forgiving. You and I can be forgiven anything, anything. All we have to do is recognize the fault of our ways, and like that, we're forgiven. And thirdly, the gospel Jesus is closest to people of broken hearts, to people who are in pain or people who are suffering. And so whenever you face a challenge in life, know that that is when Jesus Christ is closest to you. And don't be afraid to go to him and pour out your heart. Tell him that you're angry with him because you try to do good, and why is this happening to you? And remember that he tried to do good, and look what happened to him. I think if the gospel Jesus were to come to Erie today, he wouldn't come to St. Patrick's Church. I think he would go and seek out our young people who are being victimized by this opiate epidemic. I think he would go to the homeless to give them hope. He would go to the immigrant, whether it be Christian or non-Christian, and try to welcome and embrace them and heal them. And so the question is not how I answer it, but the question is, who do you say that he is? Amen.